The city of Boston is celebrating another World Series win. The Boston Red Sox beat the LA Dodgers last night for the team's fourth championship since 2004. Craig Lamolt of member station WGBH reports the win is a sweet one for fans.
Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox!
Thousands of Red Sox fans flooded the streets of Boston Sunday night to celebrate their team's victory after a remarkable season. Mike Watson came up from the town of Attleboro.
I have about a 45-minute drive home, and I'm probably going to cry for about half of it. I just want to hug everyone out here because it's freaking amazing. This guy right here, coming in, bring it in.
We're in here, baby. Red Sox, baby.
That's Jimmy Murphy of Charlestown, who Watson randomly grabbed as he walked by.
They're just unbelievable. They're the hard-playing team. They stick together. They got the motivation. There's nothing that can stop them, and they proved that. They proved that tonight.
As fan Ben Taubman pointed out, the Red Sox defeated the Yankees in the Division Series and the defending World Series champion Astros in the League Championship Series before getting to this World Series.
They faced all the best teams in the playoffs. They faced all the best pitchers, and every single player, complete team, every single player from 1 to 9 got it done.
The Dodgers managed to eke out one win in Game 3 on Friday night with a home run in the bottom of the 18th inning. That game ended at 3:30 in the morning Boston time. Last night's 5-1 victory with a dominating performance by starting pitcher David Price was overwhelming for fan Maria Victorina.
Awesome!
So excited.
Oh, this is great. I'm so happy.
The Red Sox broke their own record with 108 regular season wins this year. Today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced plans for Wednesday's victory parade when thousands of fans will cheer on the team as they ride World War II era amphibious duck boats through the city's downtown.
I'm excited as mayor to host my first Red Sox parade. I was getting used to the Patriots parades, and now we have a Red Sox parade, so I'm happy about that.
The New England Patriots have won 2 of the last 4 Super Bowls. And yes, it's been 5 years since the Red Sox won a World Series. But given the 86-year drought before the team's 2004 win, that's really not all that bad. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.
Go Boston! I'm going to tell you a story.